There's a song I want to do right now that reminds me of my grandmother, and you've heard me tell my story how she prayed me through. When I got saved, when I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn. And when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
If it had not been for the
trying to be something I'm not to please everyone else. I look deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried to fight it. It's just the world that's always crying. The devil is a liar. Says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you just say if it's a fire. So don't believe the light, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be. People you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough.
God only knows you've tried.
Is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire, everything you want. messing with the devil, don't believe a single word. Cause when we get to heaven, we gon' sing and watch him burn. Messing with the devil, don't believe a single word. Cause when we get to heaven, we gon' sing and watch him burn.
Praise God.
Well, I don't know if this is being heard over the Blog Talk Radio or not, because there's nobody on the Blog Talk Radio, but that's okay too. In the past, I have said I was going to do things, but I didn't even call anybody, or I didn't even let anybody know. I just went on and did it because I mentioned it this morning. And because of the fact that I've been working all day on the Blog Talk Radio sound, the Blog Talk Radio sound has been so unreliable in the past, but that's over because I got new equipment and I got it up. Praise God. So I hope this is somebody telling me that you can hear me on the Blog Talk Radio. If you can hear me on the Blog Talk Radio, will you let me know?
I can
hear you. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Father. Lord God, just like you told me, you said on Friday evening, have that deliverance seminar. And I guess if those people knew the effect that you had on me about this, they would have known that I was going to be on here. If I was alive and living and breathing, I was going to be on here. And I am. So as I was testing this equipment earlier, I read one of the little booklets called What's Happening in Your Deliverance Healing, which these are now... it's just a little three folded in half, four pages, but I want people to be aware of what's all of deliverance is. It's a workshop. It's a seminar. So wonderful. Wonderful. So from today on, every Friday at 7:30, I will be doing the deliverance workshop, which after that, I'll be doing on Saturday, I'll be doing a mass deliverance. Great. And, well, actually, I'll be doing an integrated healing prayer model ministry session on Saturday. But I'll just call it mass deliverance because that's what most people are used to hearing. But as you know, the integrated healing prayer model is a prayer model that God gave me. I've been perfecting it and doing it for 20 years, but it's a way to get people free. And it's really effective because it's exorcism, deliverance, inner healing, and healing all in one session. Unless some people only require if a person requires an exorcism, then they're going to require an exorcism, deliverance, inner healing, and physical healing somewhere in their body. And then with each one of these areas integrated together, there's always physical healing and restoration. So that's why I love it so much. Next week, tomorrow, I'll be doing that mass service. I think, God help me, what time we're going to do it. I think it's going to be, if I teach, if I teach just maybe an hour before and then do it. So maybe I'll do it also. I want to do it. I want to give people time to get their things done that they have to do on Saturdays. But if a person needs deliverance, that ought to be their first priority. So I guess I'll do it around 8, 7, 6, 5. That's 5 in California. See, that's what I have to worry about, Texas and California and Great Britain, London. So do you think 9 o'clock is a good time? Because normally by 9 I'm in bed, but I'm not going to be sleeping so much. What do you think about 9 o'clock? You think that's a good time for Saturdays? Or no? What do you think? Now, a good time for me is always 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I can do deliverance at 6 a.m., but I don't know. That, you know, that's a – you want to do it at 6? What you think? If the majority want to do it at 6 in the morning, I'll do it at 6 in the morning, and then I can have the rest of the day like we usually do. Count those yeses. And everybody else, the majority will rule. 6 in the morning on Saturday mornings. I like that. Yeah. Yes. You know what? We're used to 6 in the morning. 6 in the morning it is. So if people want to come here and get delivered, you know, the locals, they'll just have to come at 6. Praise God. I like that. See, we're flowing. We're flowing. The river. The river is flowing. So for those of you that weren't here when I was testing, I'm going to go back over the booklet. The name of the booklet is What Happens in Your Deliverance Healing. And that's what I read earlier. And then I'm going to go into, I always like to, if I'm going to do a mass deliverance of any kind, I always like to hit those self-deprecating, mind-binding spirits. So I think I'll hit them tonight. So then well, yeah, I just want to start off with deliverance. Lord Jesus, is that all right with you? Because you didn't give me a specific. And then tomorrow, I want to go into really, really bad. I'm jumping at the bit to teach you who is and what is Lucifer. Who is and what is Satan? Who is and what are demons? Okay? Because they're all spirits. That's the number one thing. And then I'm going to try to go into, no, I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it. I want to go into unclean spirits. I want to go into the different spirits and what they are and what they do and how they work. I want to go and teach you how to recognize them. And I definitely, I don't know, maybe I should do that first. I need to go into the discerning gift. You must be able to discern. And if the Lord tells me to go into discerning, then that means he's going to lay that gift on you, that discerning gift, which I don't think I know anybody, any of you that have it as heavy as you could or as full, let's use that word, that's a better word, as full as you can, because not that many people really, really teach it, because not that many really, really have it. Because if you really have the discerning gift, the first thing you're able to discern, brothers and sisters, are the things of God. Yep. God did not give, it's a, the gift of discerning of spirits. God is a spirit. So the first person you got to know how, you got to know how that gift works. Because if you don't have the ability to discern, you will never know God like you should. You will never know the things of God like you should. And you will never know and be able to really function in parallel with the angels of God, because they are discerned too, because they're spirits. So we'll work this out. I don't want you to have to take a lifetime to get this, because you already got 200 something podcasts up there of what to do and how to get rid of some of these demons. But the object now is not for you to know how to get rid of them. Well, you do have to know how to get rid of them, but to get you empowered. You see, I'm going to share this little tidbit with you. Well, let me ask you this question. How many of you think that God, maybe you could text me on this one, or you could put it on here. Now, look, nobody has it all, okay? So forget about that. Forget about what you know or what you don't know, because I'm going to go over a lot of stuff you already know, but I've got to have put an elementary foundation for my people like in Paraguay and the people that just get saved that really don't know, okay? The Bible says, maybe I better say that for Satan, because that's a sacred cow. I want to keep this so simple that my 8-year-olds and my 9-year-olds can get it. My 10, 15-year-olds. Because they need it. How many of you think, just yes or no, that God gave you power over the devil? Yes or no? Did God give you power over the devil? Well, let's look it up. You can always look it up in the Bible. It's an open book. It's an open book question. What does the Bible say? What's the Bible say? That would be in Luke chapter 10. Verses 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. What's the Bible say? I'm booting up my other computer because I didn't have my computer booted up because I wasn't certain how we were going to go. But this is a good place to start.
So I'm going over here to the Bible Gateway. Tell me, what does the Bible say?
Post the scripture.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding me for this very first workshop here. Okay, let's see what it says. Okay, let's see. What does it say? What you got? What y'all got? Okay, here's your answer. Your answer is found in Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Go there. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Post that scripture. Okay. So we can agree then, based on this one scripture right here, you don't need anything else. Listen to me. All you need is one truth of God. And if you have one truth of God, you know it's the truth in eternity. So it says here, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them what? Power and authority. Look at this. Power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Now, this scripture tells you a whole lot. Okay? Basically, it tells you all you need to know, because it says, number one, he didn't give it to everybody. Whoa, you see that? He only gave it to his disciples. Are you with me? Do you see this? Now, over when he gave us the Great Commission, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Them that believe and them that, that's in Mark 16. But now write this down on a piece of paper, because we're going to work with this. I want to show you why you must be delivered and why you have to be delivered and why you can be delivered. And it doesn't take Jesus coming here to do it, because he's not coming here to do it anymore. He's already here. He's already here, and it can already be done. So it says here, he called his disciples, right? Disciples. What is the definition of a disciple? Let's look it up. Disciple. It's a noun. It says a personal follower of Jesus during his life, especially one of the 12 apostles. So That kills the fact that they say that everybody can cast out demons. Obviously, that's not true. It says he gave the power to his disciples. And it says that a disciple is a personal follower of Jesus. Okay? So if you're not a follower of Jesus, you're already out of this. You're already excluded. If you just run around here giving lip service, and let me I want to prove to you why this is true. If you go over there to Mark, the Great Commission, Mark 16, starting at around 15, I think, through the end of the book, 15 through 20 something. Let's go. I want to show you this. Mark, I'm kind of winging this. I'm just teaching you from what I already know. But this is good. I know enough to fill up a book, many, many books, to be specific. Okay. So, and I'm trying to type this for those that aren't on here so I can send them a PDF of what was said, even though they can look it up. It says in Mark 16, 15 through 20, it says, and he said unto them, go ye, he was talking to his disciples, his followers. He said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized. So now we talk about a follower after his death that is then baptized shall be saved. So we're talking about a disciple that believes and is baptized. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Because, number one, you can't be a disciple and not believe. And you can't be really blessed if you... not a disciple because you damned. See that? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. We talk about the disciples that believe in my name. So in his name, that means in my name, I'm giving you the authority because you have been baptized. And you have the Holy Spirit now living in you. You have God's own Holy Spirit living in you because you have become one of his born-again, spirit-filled believers, which were formerly called disciples, which are now called believers, okay? He said, you believers in his name, under his authority and by his power, it said, shall they. They are those disciples, brothers and sisters. They shall cast out devils. Those disciples, those believers that have become disciples, they are going to speak with new tongues. If they take up any serpents and scorpions represent wickedness of today, all right? So they're going to take up those serpents and those scorpions. And even if they drink any deadly thing, any poison, it's not going to hurt them because they, those believing disciples, are going to lay hands on the sick. And they, the sick, shall recover. Period. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, his disciples. Oh yeah, look at this. He spoke to his disciples. This was after he had been raised from the dead, by the way, on his way up to, you know, to ascend into heaven. It says, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set. Remember that sitting down again? Remember when he miraculously multiplied the fish and the loaves? And he told the people, in order to eat, he said, sit down on the green grass. Praise God. So it says, and Jesus sat on the right hand of God, and they, those disciples, those believers, went forth and preached everywhere. How did they do it? Here's how it was done. The Lord working with them and confirming what? The word. Who is the word? Jesus. So what is Jesus confirming? Himself. Himself. The Lord working with them and confirming the word. Now, what word are we talking about here? We're talking about the alive and the living Jesus today that is sitting on the right hand of the Father and living and sitting in your heart. Hallelujah. Wherever you are on this whole earth realm, Jesus is with you. And what is he doing? He is confirming the written word. He is confirming the Bible with signs. What are the signs of his disciples? Well, they're right there. Baptizing, casting out devils, speaking with new tongues in a language that only you and him and God by his own Holy Spirit can understand. So that means you can have a conversation with Jesus. Hallelujah. And nobody else in the whole wide world will know what you and Jesus are talking about, because the Bible says when you speak in tongues, you speak and edify yourself. That is why. You don't talk in no tongues when you're casting out devils. Because if you talk in tongues while you're casting out devils, the devils don't understand you. You're not moving them. You're building yourself up in your most holy faith. The Lord working with them. Now go back to Luke chapter 9, verse 1. It says, he called his 12 disciples, his followers, together. He gave them power then, and he has given you power now in the person of God's own Holy Spirit living in you. The power of God living in you. The power of God flowing through you, power. And then he told you, use his name, because that's the authority that you have and that you're working in through, over all devils. He said, and if you do this, you can be used by him to cure all diseases. That assures you. That guarantees you that you can be delivered and that you can deliver others. Ain't that good news? I say, ain't that good news? Well, we don't go on. This is just a little bit of opener. I love the word of God. It's the truth. And I can teach it too. And I have fun teaching it. What I've been doing on these TED lines, that's just all I've been doing. I haven't really been teaching breaks. I've been teaching it, but in relationship to
breaking, I mean, you know, getting demons out. But now I'm going to teach you the word to empower you and equip you with this power, with this authority, so that you can go out and be a demonstration of Jesus on this earth. And guess what? An effective demonstration. Because you know that you know that you know, number one, you're able to discern through the skill, wisdom, knowledge of God. And number two, you know you've been authorized and empowered to do it. And you got your own experience to go by. You cannot fail. God never intended for you to fail. From the moment, and you became his disciple, but that was already preordained and pre-orchestrated by him also. He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. The Bible talks about the elect of God. That's you. That's you. And I'm going to prove it to you. Amen. So this is our first, I want to thank you for joining me. I'm starting to have real good old-fashioned Holy Ghost joy and fun. I love doing this. You listen to this a couple of times. And you tell God, I'm ready. That's what I had to tell him. I remember just a couple of days ago, I had to say, okay, God, I'll do it your way. Not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. Thank you for joining me in the workshop. And don't forget, tomorrow we have mass deliverance and Sabbath school. I'm going to get this thing worked out. And you're going to be blessed by it. But you know what my real joy would be? Not for you. I want you to be blessed. But to see you blessing other people the way God blesses you. To see you laying hands on the sick. And you doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing as a disciple of Christ. Did you know you were a disciple of Christ? A modern day disciple of Christ. That's what you are. Every area that a demon occupied in your life is supposed to be filled with double that much God. And it will be. Now it's time for you to come into your inheritance in Christ. You ready? As my friend, one of my ministry friends that's gone home to be with the Lord, he used to always say, I'm ready to take off, Erica. And I used to say, he used to say, hold me back. He used to say, hold me back. But I'm not holding you back because you are needed badly. Badly, this world needs you. And see, I know who I'm talking to. No more holding back. The world needs you. You got what they got to have. And look, I didn't give it to you. You were born with it. I just want to help you polish it up and perfect it in the name of Jesus by the power of his own Holy Spirit that's working in you. So let me see in the chat room. Did you enjoy this little bitty tidbit workshop? We didn't use but two scriptures. Are you aware of that? We only used two scriptures. Because I want you to get it. All I can do is teach it. I'm going to teach it. Why don't you say, I'm a diamond in the rough. I'm a diamond in the rough. Polish me, Holy Ghost. Polish me. Cut me. Let every facet of the diamond that I am shine. I'm a diamond in the rough. I'm in the hands of the greatest diamond maker that ever existed. I'm going to say it. You better say it because, see, these devils gonna try you. And you better know how to stand and talk to them. And don't let them bluff you. Let them stop being able to bluff you. You the diamond. They the counterfeit. And want to charge you all that money to be a cubic zirconia. And you the real deal. You can cut glass. We're going to have fun. We're going to usher in the kingdom of God. One soul, two soul, three souls, a million souls. It's all the same with God.
Here and now.
Sister Shirley, would you like to say anything tonight? Remember, I told you God sends here who he wants here. Would you like to say anything? ask Nasir if he would like to say anything. And if so, dial into the blog talk. If not, we have some headliners for our first meeting. I can't see. Oh, I heard the phone. From wait a minute, hold on. Just glad to be here. You don't want to say it on the blog talk? They're over on Mount Sinai. I guess that's the official Jesus Believers Hotel. Ask Nasir, that's her son. He's with her. I love it. Ask Nasir if he would like to say anything. He's sleeping. Okay. Praise God. All right. But anyway, I just wanted y'all to know they're here. And they're, you know when you first come here, I don't care who you are, you have to rest. I'm not going to minister to somebody, huh? You got to get rid of all that stress, which is not in the Bible, by the way. It's not in the Bible. Okay. Anyway, you'll be here a couple of days. When you get ready, let me know. So, brothers and sisters, it was short. It was sweet. Somebody else, I want this to be interactive. If anybody would like clarity or anything, if you dial a blog talk, I'll do anything but pray for you. Because I have to follow the schedule God gave me.
Yes, ma'am.
If you press 1, Jessica, you press 1. I'm going to open up your mic, Jessica. Is that all right? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Jessica. Do you believe you talking to me on the Blog Talk Radio?
I know, it's a miracle. I said, Jesus, only you. Yes, ma'am. I said, wait, let me double check that. Yes, ma'am. I'm so happy. We're rejoicing here, too.
Praise
and
God.
And I can hear you clear.
Hey, I'm talking through some new equipment.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
And two
verses.
Hmm?
No, I was going to say just 2 verses, and we are very blessed. Very blessed. Very.
Thank you for doing this. Oh, sure. We're going to take a walk. We're going to take a walk through this Bible here. And I'm going to show you what I know, and then the Holy Spirit is going to increase that by what you know, and you're just going to be a powerhouse.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready for you, too. I'm ready myself. Yes, you know what? I'm laughing because I thought, like, if I wasn't ready, I got ready this week.
Yes, ma'am. It's like pushing you in the swimming pool. Go. You better swim. Yes,
you got
ma'am.
It.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've been there too. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I'm ready. After that, I said, okay, you better start learning. So, yes, ma'am. Myself.
Yeah,
but,
that was just
we are very blessed.
A little taste of where we're going in this word.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I'll see you all in the morning, and the Saturday mass deliverance will be at 6 a.m. So I have to, I'm going to put that on the billboard. But if somebody come from the billboard, I think I can add something to it before they put it up. But I will give them grace. If they pass them through, I'll just get up out the bed and do the deliverance.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, Jessica, you want to pray? You want to pray and let's close up? You pray.
Yes. Okay. All right. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all hindering spirits, all the transference of spirits. Bind up every evil human spirit. I bind up any and all backlash and retaliating spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind you in chains of fetters of iron with a blood covering in Jesus' name. And I command your powers go to zero in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you so much for Jesus Believers Church officially opening. I thank you for Dr. Erica, Brother Joe, and Brother Jose. I thank you, Lord, for the people that you are calling and that are obeying you and staying in your word. I thank you, Father, for the joy that can only come from you. I thank you because it's just the beginning. And I pray right now, God, that you would touch those hearts that still need to make a decision, Father. I just pray that they would know that the time is now and that salvation is today. And I pray that they would heed and obey and listen to your voice, Lord. And I just thank you so much for the call that you have put out, Lord. And I just pray that everyone is blessed and that you would unleash your holy warring angels, Father God, as everyone just goes to their homes and rest. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Goodbye. See you in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. Blessings. Bye.
Blessings. Couldn't help but play a little tune on the speaker side.
Amen. You are Jesus' disciple. Let's get that straight. We got the real thing.
Even in the weather outdoors, I've been sanctified and set aside. I've got
Jesus in my life.
I've got me a brand new mind. Everything's so cold down here right now.
I'm as happy as a little child.
I've got it.
Jesus in my life.
First thing in the morning.
Just have